Chapter 22. Before we reached the house, we met Roger and Clemency.
"Hello, you two," said Roger. "I see the police have arrested that horrible woman and her boyfriend at last. I hope they're both hanged."
Clemency frowned. "Don't be so cruel, Roger," she said.
"Cruel?" said Roger. "Rubbish. They poisoned a helpless old man. I loved my father, don't you understand? I loved him."
"I know, Roger, I know," said Clemency. We went towards the house. Roger and Sophia walked ahead, and I walked behind with Clemency. "The police should let us leave now," she told me.
"Do you want to go so soon?" I asked.
"I'm desperate to go." I looked at Clemency in surprise. "Don't you understand, Charles?" she continued. "I'm fighting for my happiness. And Roger's. I don't want Roger to stay here in England. I want him to come away with me. I want him all to myself, right away from his family."
I hadn't realised how desperately Clemency loved Roger. I remembered what Edith de Havilland had said, that she loved her family, but not too much. Had Edith been thinking of Clemency? A car drove up to the front door, and Josephine and Magda got out. Apart from the bandage round her head, Josephine looked very well.
"I want to look at the fish in the lake," she said.
"Darling," said Magda, "come in and lie down for a while first. I'll get you some soup."
"I don't want to lie down," said Josephine, "and I hate soup. I'm quite all right."
Magda looked doubtful. I knew that Josephine had been kept safely in hospital until Brenda and Lawrence had been arrested.
"I'll look after her," I said to Magda, as Josephine went to see the fish.
When we got there, I asked Josephine if she wanted to hear about what had happened.
"Do you know that your grandfather left all his money to Sophia?"
"Mother told me,"
Josephine said, sounding bored.
"Anyway, I knew already. I heard grandfather tell Sophia."
"Were you listening at the door again?"
"Yes, I like listening," said Josephine. "I heard what grandfather said about me. Nanny doesn't like it when I listen."
I changed the subject to something I thought would excite her.
"Chief Inspector Taverner has arrested Brenda and Lawrence."
"Yes, I know," she said, still bored.
"How can you know? It's only just happened."
"We passed their car on the road," she said. "Brenda and Lawrence were inside, so of course I knew they'd been arrested."
"I'm sorry," I said, "but I had to tell the police about the letters. I found them in the attic." "You could have told them yourself if you hadn't been knocked out."
Josephine touched her head carefully.
"I could have been killed," she said, sounding pleased. "I told you it was time for the second murder. It was stupid to hide those letters in the attic. I knew Lawrence had hidden something there when I saw him coming out of the attic. But I thought..."
I stopped as we heard Edith de Havilland's voice calling,
"Josephine! Josephine, come here at once."
Josephine sighed.
"It's Aunt Edith, so I have to go."
She ran across the garden, and I followed more slowly. When Josephine had gone inside, I was left alone with Edith de Havilland. She looked very tired and old.
"I'm glad it's over," she said to me. "Do you think Brenda and Lawrence will be found guilty?"
"I don't know," I admitted. "I don't know how much evidence the police have. There are love letters."
Edith looked very grim.
"I'm not happy about this, Charles. I don't like Brenda. In fact, I dislike her very much. But I feel it's my responsibility to make sure she's treated fairly."
"And Lawrence?"
"Lawrence is a man," she said. "He must look after himself. But Aristide would never forgive me if..."
She didn't finish. Instead, she suggested that we should go in for lunch, and I explained that I was driving back to London.
"Will you take me with you?" she asked, "and not tell anyone?"
I was surprised, but I did as she asked. We didn't speak much on the journey. When I asked her where I should stop, she said,
"Harley Street."
Harley Street was where all the best London doctors worked. I felt uneasy.
"I hope," I began, and stopped. "That's why I didn't want to tell anyone,"
Edith said. They'll just make a fuss.
I'm very sorry, I said.
Don't worry, she said. I've had a very good life.
She smiled.
And it's not finished yet.